Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is
Two Friends.
One chat. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. You know, for a second there, I almost forgot. I was like, wait, because I had said right before we started recording, oh, I'll start us off this time. And then I was like, wait, do we start with our names?
What?
How do we? What, where
how
am
do
I?
We do this?
Where am I? What's happening?
The holiday break will do that to you.
It will do that to you. And interestingly, because this is the topic of today, is that change is expensive. Change is so expensive. And it is one of those expenses is, I think, the brain space.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that. But
yeah,
it is my first holiday season, of course, in a new house, in a new climate. And change, it turns out, is quite expensive.
And for you, cold.
Okay, I'm going to tell this story. This is a true story. And it will make sense in a moment. But when I was very little, my mom tells a story of when our first snow came through. And it was like 2 inches. This is in Sandy, Oregon. And I was probably like maybe 4 years old. So I was just a, and so she bundled me up. I had one of those onesie snowsuits. And I was super excited to experience the snow. And I ran outside and I just jumped in it. And I like did like a face forward, like
no!
little
Face
and it just,
forward?
Yeah. I mean, I was so excited, Susan. I was so excited. And apparently it's not like it like hurt me or anything, but I stood up and I walked right back into the house and I looked at my mom and I said, snow is cold, as if she didn't know that snow was cold. And just was like, I'm done.
I wonder why your little brain thought you were getting all bundled up. Like,
this is a great question. It's a great question. My brain probably wasn't computing it at its highest bit rate at that point.
And I love that it registers cold and then immediately is like, nope.
Yeah. Like, why are people doing this? Do other people know that it's cold? Because it's cold. And since then, I have had a very, you know, would avoid relationship with snow.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy any snow sports. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, I'm currently in 12 inches of snow.
Ooh.
For like a week.
Living your best life.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's so cold here. Again, for all the listeners, I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio. Gorgeous city, incredible city. I mean, like, sometimes I'm driving around and I'm like, I can't believe, like the architecture, all of it, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But boy, do I not like cold.
But cold winters.
So cold the other night, it was four, and we're not even as bad as most of Ohio, like, because we're the southern, like,
right,
the most southern point. So really, we're getting the same weather as Kentucky. And so, like, people up in, like, Dayton and Columbus would probably be laughing at me right now complaining about the cold. But it seriously, it got down to 4 degrees at night.
You can't compare coldness. You have to honor what feels cold to you.
And I need everyone to know that this feels very cold.
Okay. Then it's cold.
Yeah.
It feels cold to you, it is.
Oh my gosh. And it's a weird feeling. And I think some of this is aging too, like natural aging. But cold feels like it like hurts my body.
Ooh. See, and I would say yes. And then I would say if you're old enough that your body already hurts, the cold feels good. It's like a giant ice pack.
Oh, is that resonate with you?
It does for me right now with all my knee stuff going
Awesome.
on.
Yeah.
I've noticed, and it's not super cold here. But I was at a work trip in Canada and it was very cold. I think it was like
Yeah.
in the 4 degrees and stuff. And I remember the few times I was walking from our hotel to the to different spots, like being that cold, my knee
Yeah.
felt awesome. It's like, oh, this is great.
That is incredible. You know what? I'm wondering too, what the humidity was there too, because maybe if it's like extra cold with low humidity,
Oh,
because
sure.
like the Northwest where you live, it's humid. There's you can't get away from it. It's like,
Yeah.
even where it's quote unquote dry, it's humid.
Yeah.
And I have heard a lot of people say like that's a big cause. I'm not sure if I've felt that or if I've just always lived in like humid places, but that's not true because Vegas wasn't humid.
Yeah.
Did your knee feel better in Vegas or probably not because you just
Yeah.
flown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it
Interesting.
did not. Interesting. Anyway, we digress.
We digress. We
Start a
digress.
weather
Giant ice pack.
podcast.
Yep. Two girls, one weather podcast. It's a spin-off. It's a spin-off. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so wonderful. But I am excited to talk about. We're doing a little bit of a kind of a lighter episode, but it is to honor and acknowledge and really talk about where we are right now. That change is expensive, and it's expensive in ways sometimes you can't even anticipate.
Right. And I think why we bring this up is because, as we've talked about before, and I always will agree with, like, I think change is good and necessary
Love it.
and a part of life. Like, this is a thing I think that we need and should look for, but also is going to happen whether you want it to or not, right? Like, change just is.
Yeah.
So like you said, kind of honoring that this thing is also very expensive.
Yeah.
Whether it's a good or bad change, it usually is going to come probably at a financial cost.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, absolutely.
But like you're saying, emotionally, mentally, physically, all of that can add up pretty quickly as well with
Yeah.
change.
And I think you've hit on something so important is that change is absolutely inevitable. It is a part of the human experience. And so I think knowing how change will be expensive and kind of, not over planning, but planning for and understanding that can really help with the fact that change is happening. Because I think, we hear it a lot. People, in fact, this is so silly, but my best friend in college, we loved the show Family Guy. And there's a scene where Stewie the baby is like, the roof gets knocked in and he's standing there and he just has this like little zinger one-liner and he just like looks really stressed out. And he's like, I don't like change. And then it like clips away. And we laughed so hard, and that became kind of a mantra in a really sweet way. So anytime there was change, which, in your early 20s and in
Oh,
college, it's all change, right? You don't live in the same place. You're just,
every
you know.
day it feels like
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. I would not repeat that time of my life for $1 million. This like mantra of like anytime some change has happened, it would just be like, I don't like change. And that is okay and honorable. And the goal would be, I think, to grow and mature from that because whether you do or don't like it, it's inevitable. So
Right.
how do we change that from, like, because again, hashtag throwback, perspective is everything. So how we
Yes.
view change is going to be, so whether you do like it or you don't like it, it's happening.
Right. Well,
So
and
how do we honor that?
like you said, how do we like are there ways to prepare for
Love
some
that.
of these changes? So that they don't feel as financially or physically or mentally or
No.
emotionally taxing?
Yeah.
You know, are there ways to, I mean, some changes we can prepare for, right? You get to
Yeah.
choose if you move or not. You
Yes.
might not get to pick the timing, right? But you
Yeah.
get to choose when you move or not. So there's some of those things I think we can definitely prep for. And I think it's important in our mental health journeys to, when we see those changes coming, recognize maybe we need to pause, or we need to hold, or we need to do some work on prepping
Love this.
before that, rather than just being like, go for it. I mean, and you can do that too, don't get me wrong. But I think when we recognize how expensive change is in all those areas,
Yeah.
I think when change is our choice, sometimes that can help us put a pause button and prepare a little better for the change.
Oh, I 1,000% agree. And you're totally right. I think there are lots of different categories of changes. Like some of them are like there's kind of like the tragic bucket where you don't see it coming, but a big change is here. Or some of them are like self-driven, like you're in the driver's seat, like deciding to go back to school and get your master's. Huge change. But
Whoa.
you're really the captain of that ship, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I think there are other like almost environmental changes that, and I think this is a column that we don't emphasize a lot, but like your favorite restaurant closes, your favorite nail lady moves on, your,
Ooh.
like those kind of subtle changes that again are just this inevitable moving wheel, right? Like that's life that is going to bring you those changes. So, and I think we could talk because I think there are an infinitely large number of organized changes. I think probably the easiest way to break that down would be to like social circle, kind of use like a social circles lens on it.
Okay.
For just for the sake of kind of like this conversation, but you're gonna have intimate life changes, right?
Yep.
Maybe you get married, maybe you lose a loved one, maybe you have a kid. Oh my gosh, maybe your baby graduates, let's your BFF, and they're no longer in the home, right? So you can
Right.
have these like positive and negative, not to say that they're gonna stop being like your BFF. But that's a change in your intimate circle, right? Like
Yes.
any of those things are a change in your intimate circle.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, kind of examine back and, or like, move those change, that understanding of the change lens into each of your little social circle categories.
Oh, yeah.
As just like a kind of an understanding of like, there's all these layers to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that being said, the reason you would want to do that, if this is helpful at all, is to know that each one of those things, they can be positive and negative. They can be neutral, right? Like changes can totally be neutral. Either way, positive, negative, neutral is expensive.
I wish more of them were neutral. I agree,
I
they
know,
can
I
be. I
know.
wish more of them were.
Yeah.
Because I do think the cost of those tends to feel like less,
Yeah. Yeah.
when they're in that neutral category. I like to think sometimes, because I think with some of these changes, we can't always change the cost or make it easier. But I think recognizing how kind of normal and natural and part of life changes, and how important it is for a lot of these changes, right, that are
Yeah.
leading us in good directions,
Yes.
it helps me to just recognize that I can't change the cost, but the cost is worth it.
Oh, I love
If
that
that makes
perspective.
sense.
Yeah.
Does, okay. Sometimes I'm not sure what goes through my head makes sense to other people, but yeah, just 'cause it feels like there's the occasion, like I can't move for any cheaper than I am, right?
Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
know this move is a good move, and it's a right move, and
Yeah.
it's So it's worth the monetary cost I'm going to put out to do this the right way
Yes.
because I know it's a good change
Yeah.
and it's going to get me somewhere.
I love that. I love that perspective too, especially if it's kind of like going back to like the grad school example, because grad
Ooh.
school is such a, well, for me it was, and for most people that I've talked to, painful. All right. Like, let's just
Yeah.
call it what it is.
100%.
But if you can sit in that for me, 2 years. And the concept is this change is expensive and it's worth it. Like,
Yeah.
and I think, you know, what that looks like to me on the day to day when I think about change being expensive, not only the monetary part, so like you don't get as much, well, you really have at that point no fun money. It is all going to
No.
education and it's so miserable. And there's, by the way, I do genuinely feel like it shouldn't be this way for people.
Right.
Education should be accessible on, that's a social work sidebar, but I'm talking about living in the reality of if you are a United States citizen, what that looks like for you. But there isn't just the monetary, right? Which forfeiting that means a lot of the things that I would do to relax and recharge are off the table, right?
Oh,
So that,
sure.
that
Sure, sure,
sucks.
sure.
This looks hard. But then there's also the physical and emotional tax of like, I max out way more quickly. So like I have to get way more sleep. I am not always my charming self. It's just like the study of every stressor. A change is a stressor. And
Right.
so it's kind of starting to do those analysis on yourself, where you're like, actually, I need to go to bed early. Like, I can't hang. And that's okay because change is expensive and I am paying for that change. So I'm honoring that. I'm honoring my body. I'm honoring my hormones. I'm, you know, and so that's really what I hope listeners gather is that whether it's good change, whether it's hard change, whether it's just change, it is expensive, and I really want people to take some comfort in that, know they're not alone, and it's okay to name it and honor it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think this just came to me, so tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Do you think during times that there aren't change, you can on some level kind of bank, your
Oh.
self-care that you're doing on like I know I don't have to be like overly self-caring right now because like things are kind of a status quo. I've found a good normal. Like
Yeah.
I wonder if there's strength in kind of banking good stuff while there's not a big change coming.
Oh, yes. There are so many ways you can do this, and I'm so excited. A huge one is when things are level, that's when you should be investing in and finding your hobbies because a lot of times, what we found for hobbies is they have a pretty big upfront cost ticket, right? Not just financially, they do have a financial start. You're going to need, you know, if you want to learn to paint, you got to buy canvases and paints and stuff like that. Once you have that, a lot of times, like, you don't need to pay for it again. Like, paints last a long time, like, you can get. So, and then, of course, there's the cost of do I like this? Do I want to do this hobby in the future? Right. So when things are at a quote unquote baseline, you're not going through a lot of change, start to invest in those things. That's a huge one that you can then take that skill with you and enjoy when times get hard. I think the other one is like, let's see, what would be another really good one? Oh, yeah, this is a huge one. When you're at a great baseline, you've got those social circles just
Yeah.
loving and supporting you. You can prep them for the change if you're going to make a big change. So, like, if you're captaining the ship, you're going into grad school, tell your loved ones, this is going to be a really hard time for me. I probably won't be able to, for 2 years, bring things to the family dinner or, blah, 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 but I'm doing this for my future. And then, your loved ones will support you when the, like,
Oh,
so I,
100%.
yeah. And if they don't, let's examine that. Let's unpack that. Let's talk to our therapist about
Maybe
that
they
because,
need to move a little bit further out that circle.
yeah, let's maybe not put them in the intimacy circle because that's really not cool. Really not cool. So, or like when moving to Ohio, right? Like I knew what that meant. And so like having like being able to tell you like, hey, this is going to be a huge change for me. It's going to slow down things with the podcast. Like it's going to, so having those relationships and the ability to prep your support circle for that change is another way to prepare. But again, that relies on having like your social structure defined and present. And I think that's why I really encourage people. It seems like such a silly exercise to do social mapping, but it is a great way to visualize what your supports look like. And supports and relationship really are everything. I know we talk about that a lot on the podcast. But that is the true reality of being a human species, right?
And those are the things. I mean, all of this, right? The whole reason we're doing this, social circles, mental health, all of it will help during these times of change. If it's stuff you're working on in general, because I like honestly, I look back at us in our 20s, and I think if you had moved to Ohio when we were younger, like I don't know that we would have handled it as well as we are. Do you know what I mean? Because we didn't
Absolutely.
have the tools then,
Yes.
to make it through.
Yeah.
So all of that to say, all of this I think just helps mitigate the cost of change when it comes, if you're doing the work.
Yeah.
Then changes, while they're still good and expensive and big, you can handle them a little bit better.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
I think too, like on the kind of the thought of like these almost external, so non-relational big changes. So the moving, going to grad school, I think a lot of times, oh, here's one. Well, this one is kind of relational, but maybe you've changed church structures or you've changed, I think we honor, or at least we acknowledge death and dying and divorce as life changes. I don't think we spend as much time honoring a positive life changes as change. Like, and right. And so we don't honor the fact that it is really expensive to birth a child, not just monetarily speaking, but we just expect people to be like, oh, but this is a good change. So aren't you so excited? Doesn't change the fact that it's expensive. Like,
It comes back to me, every change is, and remind me at some point before we stop recording, I will read. I have a poem that my grandpa wrote about this is exactly, and I love it. And I shared it with my entire director kind of crew, because we're going through a lot of change at work right now. But there's always a loss, whether it's good or bad, whether it's relational or not, there will always be some form of loss with the change. Always. It just is. It just part of changing is you're losing something or someone or a feeling, whatever it is. So, honoring that. Because, we think of loss and grief, right? You lose a loved one. We even get it with divorce, but even with good change places, you still lost a thing.
I love that. If you're comfortable, I think you should share the poem with the listeners.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Should I do it
Good.
now? Do you want me to read it now?
I think so. Well, here, let's do this. Let's do like a mini wrap. Let's wrap up. And then let's just close on you reading the poem because
Ooh. Ooh.
I think people that will resonate with people. And I truly feel like one of the cool things we get to do at this podcast is add a really strong human and emotional based aspects to understanding these natural concepts that like, you know, like we're not only adding like that change is expensive, good or bad or neutral, but like giving that emotional perspective. And what more of a beautiful way to do that than something from the heart of your grandpa? That's freaking beautiful. And I'm super excited to hear it.
It's true. Yeah, I think my addition to the mini wrap up is that all of this is worth it. Change is worth it. Even if it's a change we didn't want and wasn't our choice, I think with enough work and understanding and with the right social supports, I think eventually you get to the point where it's like, okay, that makes sense. I'm accepting of this change now. And maybe that means you bring new changes to you. If it's a change that you didn't have any say over, right? That's really hard. But I think you can come to a place where you understand it and then hopefully get some control to then make some changes that you do want
I love that.
to get you to a place that feels better for you. But yeah, so I think we just want people to know we get it, that this isn't easy, that change is hard sometimes, even if it's good, and that it comes with a cost, and that we understand that. And I think the last piece would be when we get good at knowing that, I think we get better at recognizing it in other people so we can have a little more empathy and feeling for others that maybe don't recognize that change is expensive and they're not maybe not handling it as well as we wish they would be able to. So just kind of being a little more gentle with those people.
I love that. I
Hard.
love that. I think the understanding that change is expensive personally is exactly what you said. It will create empathy for recognizing it in other people.
Yeah, that probably don't recognize it, bless their hearts. In
Well, we're not.
the real way. I know in the Southern way it's not nice to say bless your
I
heart.
love that. You're like, I'm actually meaning this in the Northwest way, where we really
We
mean
really mean it
bless
in the
your heart. Like,
Northwest.
we're like, bless your heart and be supported. That's what we're
Yes,
saying.
yes.
Not out here. Not out here, Susan. Bless your heart is not
Okay.
a nice thing.
So when I come to visit, I'm not allowed to say that. Okay.
You'll say it, and all my friends will be like, man, she's like super passive aggressive.
He's the worst.
No one would ever think that. They know you're genuine. Anyone can tell that. That is amazing. Okay. I'm actually stoked for this poem.
Okay, here we go. If life is to be full and rich, there must be growth. And if growth, then change. And if change, then risk. With every change, there is a beginning. And if a beginning, then an ending. A new beginning demands relinquishing the familiar and comfortable and embarking on a journey into the wilderness. By O.D. Ward. That's my grandpa.
I love that.
I have this poem posted everywhere at work, at home. We have it up at my mom's house. It has been, this poem has carried me through a lot of life. So, and pushed me to make the changes I didn't think I wanted to. So, if it resonates with you, enjoy it. If you need a written copy of it, contact us. I'll send it. I'll see if I can type it up, try to get it on the social media page. That might help if it really resonated with someone, but
Yeah, I'll put it up on the website too because I love that on our on our bulletin board.
Okay. Oh,
Yeah.
that's right. We have a bulletin board.
Man, that was just beautiful. I love the way he ended the poem from a literary aspect of just like you're going on this adventure. Like it has such a
Yeah.
beautiful yeah, that's great.
He's good. Well, I mean, he's passed. He was good.
Yeah.
But lots of poems, lots of grandpa poems. We love them.
That's beautiful. What a wonderful gift. Well, I am thankful you shared.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. That wraps kind of our perspective on change being expensive. I'm so grateful you hang out with us.
Yes, thank you, listeners.
Yeah, reach out. 5-star reviews go a long way. And protect yourself.
Sharing
Yes.
and share us with people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Share and share with us.
And share with us.
I love it so much. And have a wonderful whatever time of day it is where you are.
Yes, we love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.